Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It seems like it feels more like summertime now with the afternoon showers than it did actually during August and summertime. Hot and humid today, highs in 90, 20% chance for afternoon showers. They're saying less of a chance for rain through the weekend with highs near 90 and a little bit lower humidity first day of fall on Sunday, but it's not going to feel like that, nor will it through Wednesday. There's some weather down in the Caribbean they're watching, but I don't think any of it's expected to affect us at all next week. Greg McBride joins us, Chief Financial Analyst for Bankrate, to talk about the Fed and what they decided to do. How you doing, Greg?
I'm doing great, Tommy. How are you this morning?
I'm okay. I think a lot of people, I would say that back, maybe 10 years ago, nobody knew who the chairman of the Federal Reserve was. Nobody was watching this as closely as they are. I don't know if a lot of people that are watching it as closely as they are really understand what's going on. So that's why you're here, to help us all understand it. Tell me, first of all, who it was that cut the interest rate yesterday.
Well, the central bank, which is the Federal Reserve, and the specific committee is called the Federal Open Market Committee. They are the ones that make the decisions on what is effectively the price of money. Interest rates are kind of an accelerator or a brake on the economy. Raise it in order to slow the economy, like when inflation was really high. Reduce it whenever you don't want to slow the economy, or when you want to give the economy a little bit of juice.
How did they get, just for context, Greg, how did they get put in charge of this? How did this whole system develop?
It's been around for 100 years, so that was kind of before my time. But
Well, let's hope so.
So it came about as a result of legislation, but, also there was, some bank panics and things like that in the early part of the 1900s. That really precipitated that. So, it really came about right around the middle or end of World War One.
So I try to make this understandable for people. So let's say, we're on a little car rides at Disney World, and sometimes you think you're driving, but you're really not, because the thing's being steered from underneath. How in control are they of the economy? And how important are their actions?
Well, I wouldn't characterize it as control of the economy as much as just sort of setting conditions that are conducive to economic growth, sustainable economic growth over time. They've got what's called a dual mandate, basically full employment and price stability. So their job is to set the conditions that are consistent with keeping inflation low and keeping unemployment, near full employment, basically keeping unemployment low as well. And when things happen, external shocks that kind of throw that out of whack, then they've got to take action, in an effort to change the course, the price of money, if you will, in order to get things back on that track.
And just so people understand, it's not a power plant where they have gauges that are there with real-time measurements and to the nth degree accurate information. They're trying to forecast the future, read the tea leaves of the past, and come to a happy medium, accurate or not?
They are trying to, forecast and come to the happy medium. But, they've got 400 PhD economists. They've got access to every bit of data that you can imagine, business contacts, so that they can get a real-time read of what's happening on the ground. So, it's not just, lick your finger and
put it up
in the air and see where the wind is blowing.
I realize that. I'm just saying that, you know, if you get 400 economists in a room, chances are you'll get 200 opinions. Accurate?
Yeah.
Let's talk about what they did then. So yesterday they announced that they were going to cut what by a half a point?
The benchmark Fed funds rate. So, yeah, what that is, think of it as dropping a rock in the middle of a pond, and the waves ripple out in every direction. So it's a benchmark interest rate. It's specifically, it's what banks pay to borrow from each other on an overnight basis. But, you know, that's the rock you drop in the middle of the pond. When that price changes, it ripples out in every direction. So it affects consumer, business, even government borrowing rates. It impacts the earnings that you get on savings, other fixed income instruments. And the economic impact is that as rates go up or down, it can either incentivize or disincentivize borrowing and lending, the type of things that contribute to economic activity.
Let's stick with that ripple in a pond, the pebble in a pond, I guess, metaphor, if you will, or analogy. And when we come back, we'll go with the time frame on that and who it's likely as those ripples spread out to affect and what it means to, say, a person trying to buy a home, a person that has a car, a person that has a lot of credit card debt, or people that do have a lot of money, a lot of investments, et cetera. And we'll take the look at the overall look at what happened yesterday after the Fed decided to cut the rates by a half a point. And then we'll also talk about historic significance of this, because it seems like it was a pretty big cut compared to historically what they've done. We're talking to Greg McBride, Chief Financial Analyst for Bankrate. The Fed decided on a half a point interest rate cut. But what does that mean to all of us? We'll continue the conversation when we come back. Tommy Tucker, 620 Traffic Now, WWL.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 623, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Somebody texted in and said, where's the tax break? Where can we see it? What you're talking about is gibberish. Well, we're not talking about a tax break, just to be clear. That's why I tried to take it slow with Greg McBride, Chief Financial Analyst for Bankrate. We're talking about an interest rate cut, not a tax rate cut. That being said, let's talk about the pebble in the pond, Greg, and before we get to that, I guess, let's talk about the size of the cut itself. Can you infer anything from that they went a full half point?
You kind of led into this as, you know, going to the break about how that's a little uncharacteristic, and it is, but I actually take a little bit of assurance from it.
Okay.
First of all, interest rates were at a more than 20-year high. So, you know, the larger magnitude of rate cut is coming off of, you know, a 20-plus-year high. But I think even more importantly is it tells me they've learned a lesson. You know, the Fed really did a poor job of the last cycle. They were late to recognize that inflation was a problem. They were kind of in denial about it for a while, late to recognize the problem, late to do anything about it. And then when they finally did, they started with baby steps. And so they were hopelessly behind the curve, and it just took them a long time to catch up. And they end up having to raise rates at the fastest pace in 40 years to get inflation under control. So they really had egg on their face. So taking the bigger cut right out of the gate this time around, it tells me they've learned their lesson. And what it does, I don't think it signifies anything concerning necessarily about the economy as much as it's just taking out a bit of insurance against being behind the curve again. You don't want to be they don't want to be in the position where they're chasing a weakening labor market. And that's the really open-ended question now is, okay, the labor market's softening, but just how much? And we're going to get two more monthly job reports between now and when the Federal Reserve meets again in November. So I think doing the larger cut now just buys them a little bit of insurance in the event that either or both of those employment reports the next 2 months are on the weak side.
So when it comes to, you're talking about inflation, I get, you know, well, first of all, if when you talk about interest rates and mortgage lending, unless you have, you can refinance if you want, right? I mean, how quickly does it take for a cut like this to get to lending institutions where people will be incentivized to refinance, and what kind of lower rate can they look for?
It impacts different products differently. Mortgages is a great example. That's one that actually moves well in advance because mortgages are much longer term in nature. And so that's the good news. We've actually seen mortgage rates come down a full percentage point just since May. They're down almost 2 percentage points since hitting 8% last October. So anybody who's bought a home in the last couple of years, they're either in or really close to that refinancing zone. There's pretty tangible savings to be had there. And so that's certainly good news. It hasn't really jump-started the housing market yet just because prices are still so high and the inventory of homes available for sale is really limited. And there's not an overnight fix for either of those. But the mortgage rates coming down pretty sharply, that's a start. Those other consumer borrowing products, things like credit cards, car loans, home equity lines of credit, we'll see those coming down over the next few months. I'd also say this is not a one-hit wonder. The Fed's going to continue to cut rates through the balance of this year, much or all of next year. So we're going to see a trend of rates going lower. That credit card, home equity line of credit, probably take 2 or 3 cycles before you see that lower rate show up. But if you think of taking a skyscraper from the ground floor to the 55th floor, if you come down to the 50th floor, the view's not a whole lot different. You got to come down a lot more before, the view really starts to look different. And that's kind of where we are with interest rates. This first half point move, you're not really going to notice it in terms of your finance charges or monthly payments. But as the cumulative effect builds, as the Federal Reserve continues to cut rates, 6-12 months from now, you'll look back and you'll be like, oh, yeah, this looks a lot different than it did in 2024.
So when it comes to inflation and what people pay at the grocery store, et cetera, because I think that's how most people or a lot of people look at inflation and gauge it, how does this interest rate cut eventually affect that?
It doesn't affect prices per se. And also I think that inflation and price levels are kind of two different things, right? When we say inflation's come down, that doesn't mean prices have come down. It just means they're not going up as fast. Prices are still really, really high, and that is not going to change. Prices are going to stay high. So that's why even though inflation of grocery prices is really moderated, it's been almost flat on a year-over-year basis, nobody's walking out of the supermarket feeling like they got a bargain because prices are still so much higher than they were just a few years ago. So prices are going to stay high. They just won't be going up as fast. And, the balancing act is that they want to cut interest rates at a pace that's not so fast that it lets the inflation genie back out of the bottle, but also not so slow that labor market slows more because that creates bigger economic problems if we start to see job losses mount and slower economic activity.
Real quick, less than a minute left. What about auto loans? How does that affect car loans?
Well, car loan rates will come down, but the impact of 1 half-point cut is pretty minimal. I mean, if you're looking at a $35,000 loan, it's $8 a month, right, at a time when people are taking $700 a month payments. So going to take a cumulative effect. I think 6-12 months from now you look and you'll see that it does have a meaningful impact on monthly payments.
Thank you. I appreciate your time. Greg McBride, Chief Financial Analyst for Bankrate. I will add that tomorrow morning at 7:45, we'll help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. I know he's going to want to weigh in on this as well. We'll talk to Mike Strain. We come back right now. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Chris Miller.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.